What's poppin', everybody? You're listening to Anime Junkies Threebs in a Podcast, here to give you your weekly dose of all that is anime. Let's start the show.
Alright, go and make some paper, boy. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another great episode of Anime Junkies Three Weaves in a Podcast. What's going on, my co-host,
I'm good. How about you, K-Sock? You feeling good?
I'm stressed.
Why?
Because now I actually have to budget.
Oh my god.
I'm done with it.
I'm done with it too. And we not even a whole 4 minutes in and you started off this way.
Yep, here she go.
For context, you know, she got her new place and now things, you know, have to be budgeted or else life will fall apart.
Facts.
Life will literally fall apart.
This is literally the worst experience in my life.
This is the adult experience. This is the true blue adult American dream experience.
Man, you know what?
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with living at home with my parents for the rest of my life.
Honestly, I was okay with that. I wouldn't mind that either. Like, who wants to do this? Who wants to pay rent and bills and utilities and pay for their own groceries and their own gas? Like, and still try to have fun.
Right. Exactly.
No, I can't have fun anymore because fun costs too much money.
And this economy is fucked up. I'm telling you now, if we was born in like the 80s, we'd be good.
All I'm saying is, y'all, adulting sucks. It's trash.
It's not even that adulting sucks.
Adulting in
this economy sucks. Like, dog, gas almost $4.
Let's talk about it.
Dog, gas is expensive as shit now. I remember I went to the gas station. I was like, let me put some gas in here. I thought I would put me a quick little $10 in that joint.
They ain't gonna give you nothing.
They ain't give me shit. I said, that this bitch gave me three bars.
And then every job you gotta commute to now. Well, I don't know. Everyone, like, so you've never experienced a long commute for real. But K-Saki and I have experienced long commutes and this shit is trash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, why would I want to wake up dumbass earlier to drive 45 minutes to an hour to work that I have to be there for 8+ hours and then I have to drive back? Oh, that is exhausting. Just the thought of it. And yet I do
it's literally like it's the worst, and also like, yeah, just like waking up and sitting in traffic, like it's a waste of your life.
Mm-hmm. Really time is. I can't get back.
It really isn't.
Yeah, I feel like it's just crazy to me how, you know, during the like heat of the quarantine, like when that shit just first, like when it first started, mm-hmm. and everybody was working from home.
Yeah, Rose was clear.
They kind of like just told everybody, we don't fucking need to be in the office.
No, for real.
Why am I here?
I mean, they kind of do because people need that separation of work and home.
Well, yeah, if you need it, yeah. But if you have a nice office space and you can do all your work in the house, I mean, unless you got kids.
I feel like it's better when it's a choice. Than if it's like something that is not a choice.
Yeah. If you ain't got kids, you work from home.
But guys, for the first time ever in my life, I will be able to experience what it's like working remotely. Because of my new job.
She got her laptop, y'all.
I got a laptop, guys. I've never had a laptop. I have a desk with my name on it. I've never had a desk with my name on it. So, it feels good to level up, you know? I got me a laptop and I got me a desk.
And her two monitors.
And my two monitors.
She real fancy.
I'm
now.
Fancy out here, y'all. Fancy.
That is nice.
That's funny as a mug.
That is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, out here struggling. It's like, it just sucks. Like,
you just started struggling. The fuck?
I know.
I know. I'm still struggling.
Yeah. But let's not talk about the drags of adulthood. What has everybody been doing this week? I hope not your whole week wasn't stressful. There were some happy moments in there too.
Right.
Yeah. This week I've just been getting my life together, you know, with like the like apartment and stuff. So I've been putting that together and that's been fun. I finally got a TV, y'all. And that for the first time I watched Demon Slayer on the TV. And I was happy. And then I fell asleep.
How was that 4K?
Ooh.
How was that 4K animation?
It was so great. Mm-hmm. It was so good. It was so good. But I didn't watch the new episode that started because I decided I was going to start back from where the Mugen Train arc. So I said I was going to, even though I seen the movie already, I'm just going to watch this man die one more time.
That's sick.
That's what it is. Like, they are making us relive this really horrific moment of Rengoku's passing over and over in new creative ways. And we are tired. Like, I've seen this man die 4 times already. And I don't want to see him die anymore. Can we lay him to rest once and for all? Lay him to rest. Rest in peace, Rengoku. I'm sorry they had to redefine your death in 4 different ways.
I would like to just say, for those who didn't see the first episode, spoiler
alert!
Oh,
dang! Spoiler! Well, no, first of all, this movie's been out for a long time. It's been out for a long time. On top of that, it's been bootlegged and out for a long time. And it's on multiple apps. So this is not a spoiler. I honestly speaking, I'm gonna be frank with y'all. If you haven't seen Mugen Train by now, you're living under a rock.
I'm gonna be frank with y'all.
I'm gonna be frank with y'all.
Not Phil, not Thomas. You're gonna be frank.
Shut up. But yeah, no. It's spoiler alert then. Even though you've already been spoiled.
I've been a whole rant about how right? This shit ain't a spoiler. Spoiler alert. That's funny as a bitch. Y'all see how she be doing?
No, I'm sorry. But yeah. I haven't watched it because I'm just like, I can't do it again, y'all. I can't do it again. Because I saw it twice. And then, you know, they played it again. His final moments at the beginning of this new episode. I was like, okay, 3rd time. I'm good. I don't want to see the 4th. Because it's still foul. Like, he just came. He just rolled the hell up. Like,
I want to know why he was there.
Well, we have to watch and see if they show it. We don't know because we didn't see it. But if y'all know, just let us know. Or let me know.
Yeah. But it's on bumpers with Tanjiro. He is pissed.
Tanjiro is... He feels... Like how Itadori felt.
Yeah.
He feels utterly defeated and useless.
Yeah.
Like he's... It's no worse feeling than feeling like you are so weak.
Yeah. And you can't do nothing.
That is a really horrible feeling. Especially when you know you try your hardest and you feel like you've grown and improved and you still find out that you're not strong enough. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Poor baby.
It's like all this hope that you done built up just snatched from you.
And then people wonder why it's so hard to be optimistic. It's not that hard. Like, it's not that hard to not be optimistic when you do your due diligence and it still doesn't pay.
Mm-hmm.
That's depressing. Okay, Hitsu, what about you?
No, what about you?
What about me?
What about you?
Guys, I started reading My Boy Love Smut again. I have stopped ever since Painter. Is it Painter in the Night? Painter of the Night. But the new season came out, but I haven't read it because I don't know. I just haven't been in the mood to read Boiler. But I'm back on my smut shit, y'all. I'm back. I'm reading Yaoi again, and I'm starting with BJ Alex. If y'all know what BJ Alex is, it's literally... I've only read the first couple chapters. But you know how you go on the internet and you pay for people to, like, do things, pleasure you, and everything like that, and you watch, and, you know, you just have fun in your alone time. Well, it's kind of like that. Like, the guy, he watches this guy called BJ Alex, and BJ Alex be doing what he's paid to do. Mm-hmm. And he ends up finding out his true identity because, you know, online he wears a mask. But he found out that he goes to the exact school or something as BJ Alex, and he recognizes him through his birthmark, and everything unfolds. So if you've read it, then you know it's popping, and if you didn't, you should read it. And just a side note, y'all, it's a manhwa, so it's a Korean manga, and they just got approved for an English copy for volume 1 and 2. So it's out, it's hard to find, but if you got a copy, you're lucky.
You heard it here, folks.
Mm-hmm. Stop it. You asked me about me.
Yeah, I did.
And I told you about me.
Yeah, I kind of regret it.
No. What is wrong? Like...
No, you good? Do you?
Okay. But I just feel like I've been judged just now.
You never judged.
I feel like I've been judged. Never judged. You just said you regret it. How is that not being judged?
I'm not judging you. That's just letting you know how I feel about hearing about that shit.
All right.
My turn, right?
And we saw the new Demon Slayer.
We did see the new Demon Slayer. All right, so what did I do? You know me. On this Call of Duty. Kicking ass and taking names. It's like, no, I won like 10 games.
You did that last night?
What? No, like during the weekend. Mm. I won like 10 games. I think I won like 4 games one day. I won like 6 games the next. And then like towards like the nighttime, I started getting really bad. So I just cut it off. But anime-wise, oh, man. Chibi, you going to hate me.
What?
But I... could not stop watching The Daily Life of an Immortal King. I really was trying to like finish it, and you were like, no, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. And I just was watching it, and I was like, I'm gonna stop watching it. But I fell asleep, and it was still playing. So I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was like, oh man, I'm like all the way past, I need to go back. But I saw something. And I was like,
oh! Y'all heard it here.
It was a spoiler.
Hisu is a betrayer.
I didn't betray you. I fell asleep.
You have confessed your sins.
I am confessing that I fell asleep. It was playing. And I woke up. And by the time I realized what was going on, I went to, you know, go back. But a major spoiler was already on the screen. So I was like, it's no point. So I just went back and watched it all because I had already got the spoiler. There's no point in watching it no more.
That's still fucked up.
How?
Because I would never.
You would.
I would never.
You look me in my face. Tell me you would never do that. You better not lie, my look. All
right. So I did watch JoJo without you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And?
So everyone knows Stone Ocean came out and it was fire, phenomenal. And I'm not a JoJo fan, but out of all the franchise, Jolene Kujo, Stone Ocean was the only part that I read. Don't hurt me. I'm so sorry. Don't come for me, JoJo community. I apologize. But I did watch it.
Without me.
And I watched all 12 episodes. And it's really hard for me to binge, but I binged it within 2 days.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop watching it either, so I understand how you feel.
Yeah. So there we go.
I understand. You're forgiven.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was like, I think that was really it for real. I didn't do too much anime besides, you know, the new Demon Slayer. The new arc has finally started. And it's not looking too bad. This might be interesting.
Oh, this is gonna be really good art.
Yeah, this looks interesting. I just really need, and I mean this wholeheartedly, I really need Zenitsu to
wake the hell up when he fight. Yeah,
either that or just really go the hell off, because we haven't really seen him fight. Even on Mugen Train, we didn't see his progression to how he does total concentration breathing constant.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen it, and we need to see it.
I just want
to
see more of Zenitsu, period.
Yeah.
I think he's a phenomenal character, and I love his power source, and I like the fact that he can
fight. He needs more character development.
He does need more character development. Instead of being like this quirky, obsessed, scaredy cat who's obsessed with Nezuko, like who falls asleep and can only fight while he's unconscious. Like this. I want to see him go to fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like we are going to see it eventually. I feel like they're building suspense because they know, like, building it up and having him just chill for a moment, he's gonna get his moment. He's gonna get his moment, and when it does, people gonna go the fuck crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm only saying that because I haven't read the whole manga. Like, I'm slowly getting through it, but Zenitsu is like one of my favorite characters. I love him.
Yeah, me.
Like, I love him so much.
Yeah, me too.
But Keisaki, watch the first episode, and then we can talk about the new Hashira and how I want him to bend me over and smack my butt. And you'll know exactly what that means when you watch the first episode.
Okay. That's the guy. In the pictures, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's so cute. I saw him in the first episode.
He's daddy vibes.
He's so cute.
And he's gone like completely viral ever since the first episode came out because of the scene when he had her over his shoulder and he smacks her ass talking about some and remember one thing, don't you dare defy me. It is smacked her whole ass like.
I want that to be me.
You can smack my ass too, Tenjin. You can. I mean, first of all, this man has three wives, and I want to be the fourth.
He has three wives?
Mm-hmm. His three wives. That's the picture. If you look at the visual, like the three girls that they posted,
those are his wives.
Yes, those are his wives.
I don't approve. I don't approve.
Everyone on Twitter has been calling him Mr. Bitches. And he is. He's Mr. Bitches. He has three wives.
Well, let him be Mr. Bitches.
Oh, he is Mr. Bitches. Yes, he is. We're not mad at it.
Clearly, you aren't, Mr. I want to be the fourth.
I mean, you know I got a lot of husbandos, and I have no issues with adding more to my roster.
Oh, bet.
So... this is just another husbando that can bend me over and spank me.
See, if I had waifus, I'd do the same thing. But these bitches don't really do anything for me.
I'm sorry, but they do everything for me.
I see.
They do everything for me. So
I'm a husbando whore.
I'm a husbando.
Husbando whore.
Not a husbando whore. See, there you go again. Calling me whore because I got a bunch of husbandos. Yeah. Judgmental.
Not judging. Just speaking facts.
Let me be a whore.
Do you hear that shit? Do you hear that shit?
They're 2D characters, for fuck's sake. If I want to be a delusional, imaginary hoe for my 2D anime husbandos, allow me. Allow me my fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
No way in hell is that man gonna pop out from the TV and actually bend me over and spank me. Would be nice, though.
Oh, see, there it is. It would
be nice, but it's not happening.
All right, well, that's good and all with your little... Porsche ways.
Whatever.
But we're going to move on to the good old news. What you got, Keisaki?
Hey. I've been waiting.
There she is.
Hey, turn up.
You sure you Girl.
It's my turn.
What is all that clap, 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 clap? in the background.
What you doing?
I was dancing.
What?
I was dancing. I was really excited about this week's news.
Okay, what we got?
News. The new arc on Demon Slayer is out now, which we just talked about it. So, of course, you guys already know the entertainment arc is here. So, if you guys haven't started watching it, watch it now. This is the time to start actually watching it. This is where the real season starts. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure new season, Stone Ocean, is available now on Netflix, in which we just talked about it already. But if you haven't gotten a chance to see it, go watch it. Chibi Leah said it was good. I'm gonna trust her, but I also heard from a coworker that is, you know, it's JoJo. Thirdly, Bleach has confirmed that on December 18th, they will be revealing a new key visual, but have not confirmed a date to be published. So how do you guys feel about this week's new anime news? I mean, we already talked about Demon Slayer, we already talked about JoJo, but how do you guys feel about Bleach?
Well, everyone knows how I feel about Bleach.
Yeah, that's why we're not asking you.
But she did ask, she said a collective, like multiple people. So she did. However, that's like the jump festa, right?
Something like that.
Whatever. And they're also supposed to be announcing some information on the Chainsaw Man anime that they like told us about months ago, but haven't like said a fucking word since. I just want to know.
I just want to know. The song in your voice. I just want to know.
Like, just give us a date. Like, I just need it. I need something to look forward to. I need Chainsaw Man animated in my life now. Let me know something. But yeah, Bleach, I'm interested because, you know, I personally don't like it, but it is still a good anime to amongst many people. It's big three, so I have no doubt that it's going to deliver. Plus, it's been gone for quite some time, so after so many years of it finally coming back, it's gonna break the internet.
Most definitely. This Shonen Jump reveals...
Especially with new animation?
Yeah. This is all I'm saying, right? This is all I'm saying. I just need... for them to like just stop messing with us and show us a trailer. PV.
I mean, it's coming, but they making us wait for it because 2022, they got a lot on their hands.
They do.
They got a lot on their hands in 2022. So
they do.
You know, they're like MAPPA alone got at least four animes coming out at once. They got Attack on Titan.
I know Attack on Titan.
They got Jujutsu Kaisen film. Then Chainsaw Man. Now it's 3.
What was the fourth one?
I don't know.
It wasn't Blue Lock, was it?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. I don't know. All I'm saying is that they got a lot on their hands, so it makes sense how they're taking so long to let us know anything. First of all, Attack on Titan alone should have been the only project. For part 1 and 2. Like, that should have been the only assignment they had to worry about.
They got a big team. They can work on multiple projects.
I guess.
But it's probably stressful as hell.
Who are you telling? Especially top tier, heavy hitting ones like those. You gotta deliver every episode because the fandom will eat. Fandom be eating people alive. You saw how they ate people alive over Attack on Titan part 1? For nothing at that.
That CGI, they didn't like that.
Like, the CGI wasn't even that bad. Grow up, y'all.
It wasn't that bad, but it was kind of like, okay, but this is the fourth season. You know what I mean? Like, y'all been doing great all this time, and then the fourth season come, y'all want to throw some CGI in there?
Budget cuts.
I mean, well, it was a different studio, so different studio, different resources.
Yeah, MAPPA wasn't doing it the whole time, remember? Yeah.
I mean, I get it. I mean, I understand. But I do understand where, like, consumers are coming from, where they'd be like, this is the final season. This is the final mark. Like, this is how we are going to remember Attack on Titans. And we don't want to remember it. Like, we don't want another Game of Thrones.
I doubt it.
Period.
I mean, it kind of did anyway in the manga. The manga gave Game of Thrones ending, to be honest. Like, the anime doesn't even need to, like, honestly, they could change the ending, but Game of Thrones never had an ending, so Hollywood made one up. And we all know how Hollywood is about doing original work. So, flop. And then now we have Attack on Titan, and the manga, like, I wanted more, you know what I'm saying? Like, the ending after all of what we've been through, and which I know is really hard to make endings for, like, Fire series, but yeah, it gave unfulfilling.
I'm just hoping that the manga, or not the manga, but the anime kind of brings more to light than the manga did, because the manga did, like, the ending did feel a little bit rushed, and it also, like, slightly didn't make sense. So I'm hoping that
it didn't make sense at all. Don't say slightly. It didn't make sense one fucking lick. It didn't make sense.
But hopefully the anime does it more justice and adds in a couple of more context and scenes so we all know what we're watching. So I have hopes. I have hopes that they're gonna do good.
I feel like they did good part one. I feel like part two is gonna be equally as good. Now, we're not part, y'all, just let it be known now. Part two is gonna be filled with hella CGI. Just deal with it. Because there's no possible way for them to animate and produce that entire fight scene without CGI.
I just need people to understand it's
not possible.
CGI is not gonna ruin anything.
Mm-mm. I mean, Demon Slayer has CGI. Demon Slayer has CGI. You can see when they run.
Oh yeah, Demon Slayer definitely has CGI.
And Jujutsu Kaisen, they have it too.
Demon Slayer, I would say, is an example of doing CGI good.
And Jujutsu Kaisen, because they're not the same studio. But Jujutsu Kaisen has CGI too, but it's very well hidden.
Yeah.
It's very well hidden. Like, you can tell, because we've been watching anime for a long time, so of course we're going to notice. But for people that are just getting into anime, it's slightly there. It's like, boop, it's like a little drop. Sprinkle some CGI in the mix.
Sprinkle a little bit in there. And you're going to love it.
Y'all will love it, period. Like, first of all, be grateful that someone is even, any studio has picked it up and decided to even animate part two of Attack on Titan, because any studio would look at that and be like, are y'all crazy?
Yeah, it's a big
project. You want me to animate that?
It's a big project.
That? You want me to animate this? That is a challenge.
Yeah.
It is a fucking challenge.
But we know Marvel going to do it.
If Marvel pulls this off, they will be the most legendary. And I say this all the time, but it's true. They will be the legendary animation studio.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
All right, but anyway.
All right. So, other than that, how are you feeling about the news? Because I know I'm going to just talk about the Bleach news. But if you want to, you can tell us how you feel about the news, Keisaki.
I mean, again, I started watching Demon Slayer, so I'm excited about that. JoJo, not so much. Bleach, I mean, I'm happy, but concerned at the same time, because, like, I don't know when Bleach is coming out, and although they keep dropping, like visuals and things like that, like, I just hope that when Bleach comes out, they do it justice. I hope that the music is as good as it is. I hope that the animation stays the same. I hope they don't try to, like, change up the whole, like, animation style. I just have hopes for Bleach because it is a classic and I will watch it regardless how I feel. I love it. I mean, I don't love it as much as Hitsu does, but I mean, it is a classic, so.
That is facts.
All right, well.
How do you feel?
Honestly, me personally, I feel as though, well, first off, you know, if it really comes down to it, I think they did talk about the music, like the person that did do the music for Bleach in the beginning. I believe they did say something about it and how he's supposed to be, you know, doing this music. So like the backgrounds for the fight scene music, and you know, when things go wrong or when things go good. I actually would be I'm excited to hear it, because everyone knows that when you used to watch Bleach, those music scenes, they will put you in a series mode. Like when the gang was losing, the music playing would make us feel like we losing with them. Like we all losing right now. We need to win. And then when Ichigo would put on, that mask, that hollow mask, everybody was hyped. I guess you could say it's kind of like the Bleach version of Super Saiyan. Like, everybody be like, oh, he turning up. Now we all turning up. But nothing's better than that black that black woman singing in the background.
Yes.
When Ichigo would pick up his sword, and he's like, I'm about to do this.
I wonder what made them choose that. Like
they love the culture.
It's the soul. So they put soul in the soul society.
I'm dead.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Now that's
put that on a shirt.
That's a line for you.
Soul in soul society.
Yeah. That's facts though. That's facts. And she be singing too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, everybody know when that song come on. Oh, we good.
Copyright.
Oh, come on.
No, they be coming for people for nothing. Like, stop.
Yeah, that's fair. But yeah, man, I'm glad you mentioned that, Keisaki. I did see some news about that. So that's gonna be definitely a positive for this. So. That was wonderful. We did good on that news. Everybody's excited for the new. Well, one person already finished the damn JoJo.
Oh yeah. Everybody should go watch JoJo.
Yeah, watch it.
It was very enjoyable.
How many episodes?
Part one, so it's 12 episodes, and okay. Then you get a part two. But part one was really good. Like Keisaki, like you. I don't know. I feel like. Out of all the JoJo parts, Stone Ocean would be one that you could enjoy.
Yeah, I actually don't really watch. I didn't watch all the JoJo's either, but when we did start season two?
We saw season one and part one and part two.
When we saw one and two, it was okay. Two was definitely better than one. But when I watched the first episode of Stone Ocean, I actually was very intrigued.
Yeah.
Like, I was very intrigued, so...
It has a good premise.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back, and I'm gonna...
It's a real... It's plot, you know?
Yeah, it's a story behind
it's about it. She was framed.
Dead.
Oh, sorry.
Just start going...
All right, no. Never mind. Let me... Sorry. Well, everybody knows... I mean...
Not everybody.
Yes, they do, because it shows it in the trailer. Mm. It shows her in the trailer.
Okay.
I mean, she's in jail. You know, she gets arrested for a crime.
Okay.
And she gets sentenced to prison. Everyone knows that, right? Everyone saw the preview. Okay, great. And she's in prison, and people are, you know, trying to kill her in prison, you know?
She's fighting for her damn life.
She's fighting for her fucking life. Like, that's not even an over-exaggeration. Sis is fighting for her fucking life in there.
Yep.
She not only gotta fight the guards, she gotta fight the prisoners, she gotta fight other people outside the prison. Like everybody just coming for her.
It's a lot going on.
Everybody just trying to kill Shorty, and all because of her damn daddy.
Strong man. Them Joe stars.
Her damn father.
But yeah.
Jotaro.
Yeah.
I like Jotaro though.
I know.
I like Jotaro Joestar. So I know I was gonna like his daughter.
All right, guys. Let's go ahead and move on to this main topic. Anybody want to tell people what we're talking about today?
I think you should.
Oh, I thought y'all was going to give me one of those drum rolls or something.
Oh, drum roll, please.
No, I won't let
them. All right, cool.
So, what are you doing?
What is going on?
You good over there?
That was the drum roll.
Are you okay, ma'am?
That was a drum roll.
Oh,
we like something wrong.
Yeah.
Like, get that girl some help.
I didn't know what was going on.
Get her some help, man.
She needs some milk.
Get her some milk.
But nah, the topic of discussion is another what if.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a what if, y'all.
We're doing another what if episode. I know when we had asked everybody what would they like to see more of and or keep the same or hear. and they said that they liked the what if episodes. And we like the what if episodes too. So we're going to definitely do more of those like intermittently throughout our different episodes.
Yeah. I'll try to slide one in there every now and again. Give the people what they want.
All right. So Hitsu is the mastermind behind all of the what if episodes. He comes up with the questions and everything, and he ain't too shabby at it. So what you got for us this time?
All right. So I picked stuff that I feel as though would be real, you know, conversation having, because I watch a lot of these shows. So I feel like if we know them in depth, as much as I know we know them in depth, these are some good motherfucking what ifs. So
what about the other ones that we were talking about the other day too?
Well,
when it was like,
if you remember, just,
I'll bring up an
idea. Yeah, if you remember, just tell me. But these are the three that I remember. So the first one, I figured this is like a light one. So we start off light, you know what I'm saying? So for everybody, I want y'all to tell me, in the Fate series, which servant would you choose? Now, we all know it's seven servants. You got Saber, you got Lancer, you got Caster, you got Rider,
mm-hmm.
you got Assassin, you got Berserk, and you got Archer. Is it Archer?
I think it's Archer.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I choose Saber.
Of course you do.
Everybody loves Saber.
Everybody chooses Saber.
Who was Gilgamesh?
He's always Lancer.
Lancer.
At least the last times I remember, he was Lancer.
Well, I would. And then who was the guy who, the orange hair? His one that he will take. I'm not spoiling nothing for y'all if y'all ain't see Fate, but his
orange hair,
like the main character with orange hair. I can't remember his name. It's been so long since I've seen Fate. It was the one he had the thousand blades.
That's Gilgamesh.
No, okay, that is Gilgamesh. Shit. Okay, I have to pull it up. Ask Keisaki. Answer while I look up his character.
I'll repeat it. Saber.
Oh, yeah, you said Saber. It. Okay, then Hitsu, what's yours?
No. She said Saber. Now she got to say why Saber.
Him. Oh, he's Archer. That's who I was talking about.
Oh, him?
Yes. Then I would have to go with Archer.
Because he's cute.
He's only used his bow once.
I know.
I know.
But if I had
he's
to choose.
He's so cute.
But no, but we're going just based off of the, like, what it is in general. Like, because there's multiple Fates, and there's always a different Archer, and there's always a different Saber.
That's facts.
And stuff like that. They're not always the same people.
That's facts. All right, so you would pick Archer.
It depends.
Every time? Or no, just them?
No. If I was in that season, I would pick Archer.
Yeah.
But if I was in a different season, I would be Gilgamesh. Like, I would be.
Oh, here we go.
What in the world?
You just want Gilgamesh.
Yes. They be winning the games. Like,
oh my God. Saber won multiple times.
I mean,
though.
Yes. Saber is a good one, too.
All right. Keisaki, why Saber?
guaranteed win.
That is not true.
No, because Gilgamesh won. That's how he was able to make his wish.
Yeah.
Okay, almost guaranteed win.
Almost guaranteed
win. I mean, but here's the thing, what I like about Fate is that the same ones don't always win.
Yeah.
So when it comes to choosing which one, you have to be, you know, it's kind of luck, honestly, if you get a really good one. Riders always die. Berserks are a horrible option because you can't control them bastards.
That's not true all the time.
Sometimes you can, but most... Why would you want a wild animal?
Berserk just means you're dumb strong.
But they also can't be controlled. That's why they're called berserk.
Yeah.
That one that ran loose in that castle...
Yeah, that was the first
one. He could not control him whatsoever.
That was the first one. But Hercules was cool.
Yeah, Hercules was cool, but at the same time, you don't know who you're going to get. So you can get a berserk that is well-behaved and listens, or you can get a berserk that's not. Or you can just be safe and not choose some. Don't get it.
Okay.
Casters, after the second season where that psychopathic was killing all them kids.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, no, that was crazy.
Caster was a rat for me.
I think that was Fate. I think that was Fate's Day.
Was it Fate's Day Night?
I think it was Fate's Day Night, yeah.
But yeah, the writers always die. They never
Stop
make
coming
it.
Coming for the writers.
They never make it. It's a history of repeating itself where the writers will die. They last a little bit in the game, a little longer, but they still die. Like, towards the middle. So, no, I'm not choosing a writer.
Damn.
I'm sorry. It's either between an archer or a saber.
Wow.
Because they always make it to this final two.
Okay.
That's a valid argument, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Case argue, is that a valid argument?
Nope.
Okay, cool.
All right, well, I got problems. Because I be thinking I want Lancer, but it's just something about Ryder. Like, I feel like...
They die.
But they be riding with
they
you.
Do no they some ride they yeah. Be going through limbs for
they
you.
Go hard
yeah
they for go they through master, limbs for they you. Master
mm-hmm, they do.
And I'm not even gonna hold you, I think, like, even though I think all the riders were cool, but I feel like
the orange hair guy.
Orange hair guy.
The big stocky
the
one.
Big stocky the big stock
and did he have orange hair?
No, it was red.
It was red, yeah, red.
And I think that was Fate's Day Night.
I think it was. I think my favorite one is Fate's Day Night. Like, I love that one. Yes, him.
Yeah.
He was a real
one. Who was he again?
He was a real one. Iskandar. Is that him?
No.
No?
Oh, was that Fate Zero?
Is it Fate Zero? It is Fate Zero.
That's Fate Zero.
And then Fate Zero is my favorite one.
So, who is he?
Maybe it's not my favorite one. You know, I don't know anymore.
Iskandar.
I just said it. Iskandar.
Yeah, nah. He's definitely my choice. I fucks with Riders, though. Riders, they cool people. They, you know, they not afraid to fight. They not afraid to, you know, defend their masters.
And that's why they die.
That's yeah, that's facts. But they also have really good what is that called? The abilities they all have. They're wow, I cannot believe I forgot what that's called.
Kaysaki, do you remember?
No.
It's like a what do you call it? It's like their ultimate ability.
I don't know their ability. You know how long it's been since I've seen Fate?
Yeah, it has been a while.
Yeah, it's been
a couple time. Years since I've seen Fate.
Yeah, let me see. Because it's like...
The fact that you guys remember all these characters is good.
Well, I'm loving some motherfucking Fate.
Yeah, she loves Fate.
All right, let's move on. Because let's move on. We have other ones we gotta do.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, next... We have.
All right, this can I say this one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, cool. So, we all know how Hunter x Hunter gassed up Kurapika about wanting to get revenge on the spiders because of what they did to his clan, you know? But only showed us him killing one spider, which is so lackluster. We wanted more. So this is a what if. What if Kurapika killed all the spiders? Do you think he would defeat them all?
No.
Why?
Because I just don't think he has it in him to keep killing multiple people. You know, I mean, I get it. They've done wrong things, but didn't he struggle trying to kill the first one?
I wouldn't say he struggled.
Like morally?
Yes. Like he was in anguish. Because
and he trained really hard.
I mean, he created an unbreakable bond like that with his nin, that contract he made with his nin.
Yeah. He did the he basically made a pact that, you know, if I don't do this, I'm gonna die.
But that means that he has to kill all the spiders then.
He doesn't have to.
Whenever he fights.
Whenever he
fights. It has to be against the spider.
It has to be against the spider. He's not gonna.
I mean, but that's the whole reason why he even took the hunter license exam. Yeah. And he could, for that sole purpose.
Yeah.
Revenge.
That is fair.
I think he just needs. Never mind.
Noble phantasm.
I was gonna say, maybe he might just meet like a girl and then be happy. You know,
I don't know.
I doubt it.
I doubt that because, like, I don't know. But I do think that, you know, if he was able to dissociate himself mentally from what he was doing, he could kill them all. Yeah. I feel like he's strong enough to kill them all physically, but mentally, I feel like he couldn't do it. Plus, I feel like they will all, like, fuck with him mentally because they know mentally he's weak.
Well, he needs to produce more kids because he's the only one with the red eyes because all of his nation died. So I'm going to need him to get the making the babies.
Making the babies.
He's not even thinking about replenishing his line. He's not thinking about replenishing
his line. That's what he was.
He wouldn't be going after these spiders knowing that he could die. He wouldn't do the life of him knowing that he could die. He's not worried about continuing the clan. He don't give a fuck about that.
I'm gonna need him to shift his focus.
He really should shift his focus. Yeah. Like, after you, what happens? You're extinct. Your clan is extinct. There's no more, y'all.
Well, this is my thing, right? I got him whooping all the spiders' asses.
I agree.
I got him whooping... Yeah. Everybody.
Crollo included.
Crollo included.
And I love me some Crollo, so I'm sorry about that, but Crollo too.
Look, this is my thing, right? He's a conjurer. But when he, you know, has his red eyes, he becomes a specialist. That is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
He's not just somebody that can just do one thing. He can do all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on! Mm-hmm. What more do I have to fucking say? He's strong. She's too fucking strong. Mm-hmm. And what really pisses me off is that he is strong, but he made a contract to where he can only be strong when he fighting the spiders.
When he fights the spiders, right? What a waste of talent.
So I feel like he didn't do wrong by not killing them all, but now he has.
He's limited.
Yeah, he has to, like, he kind of has to treat the spiders like his last snack. He gotta like eat one chip like every hour. You know what I'm saying? Cause if he just kills them all like really fast, he literally has nothing else to live for.
Nope.
I mean, besides, you know, actually living. But he's not gonna fight anymore. He can only use like one of his abilities, and that's just to, you know, defend himself. He cannot fight. So if he comes up against a really powerful nin user, he is fucked. Like, if Hisoka really wanted to go after Kurapika, he probably would make it. Because he can't really fight him. But then again, isn't he a spider? Or is he not a spider?
Who?
Hisoka.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he did take that thing off. Yeah, he did take it off.
Hisoka was just there to get close to Krollo because he has an erection every time he fights somebody strong.
That's facts. That is facts.
It turns him on. This man lives to go find strong people to fuck with.
All right, so now what I need to do, I need to pull up these names because I used to know them by heart. But I need to pull up all the members of the spiders. And I need to figure out which ones they would do. All right, well, I got him winning.
I do too.
I got him
beating. Are we all in agreement that we got Tilapia Cub whooping the spiders? Kisaki, you agree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got him whooping all of them. Last question. This is especially for you, Kisaki. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, check this out. Answer me this question. You ready? This is a serious question. This is a serious moment. Would you survive if you lived in the first game of Sword Art Online?
Ooh. To be honest?
To be honest. No.
I would survive. You want to know why?
Why?
Because I would mingle with all the NPCs.
What?
And I would immerse myself with the NPCs. Like, I wouldn't even play the game. I would just be there living life.
Oh, I'm done with them.
Why? Like, what do I need to play the game for? If I'm going to be trapped and I'm going to be, like, I'm going to make some friends with the NPCs.
But you need to get stronger. Well, else the stronger characters is going to pick on you.
Like, do I have, but, like, it, like, Sword Online already has a main character. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the side character.
No one told you to be the main character.
She's like, I'm just, you know, I'm background. Don't bother.
Right. If I'm playing the game and then I find myself in a game world, like, I will shit my pants.
I would be like, I didn't sign up for this.
All
right, like, I know how often I die in video games already.
That is bad.
Right.
She's basing her real life answer on video games.
I mean, but it's true because it's real people that just got caught in a break. Like, imagine you just going to just, you know, casually play a game for a couple hours that you know you're shitting or you know you're all right in, and and then now you're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you can't wake up. And then you could really die. Like, if you die in the game, you die in life. So if I know that I'm not a good gamer or I'm an okay gamer, I'm not gonna set myself up for failure like that because I'm gonna kill myself potentially. So
whoa.
I'm gonna go off and live my life in Kirito and Asuna. Y'all go beat the game for me. Beat the game for me, y'all. And when y'all
save my life, set me free.
Then I'm going to catch you in person and be like, thank you for saving my life.
Yes. And be like, I ain't never playing another video game.
Which makes me like, why do these niggas keep going back? Like, you know the game world is fucked up. You've had firsthand experience how sadistic the game world can be. And what do y'all keep doing? You keep putting yourself back in the goddamn games. And then each season it gets worse and worse. Like, it gets crazier and crazier. First season you had the nigga that created the game and wanted to keep everybody trapped in there. Then second season, you know, Asuna gets fucking kidnapped by a crazy man who wants to marry her and locks her in the game. So now you gotta go back in the game and get her out of the game again. And then season 3, he goes into a gun game because someone is killing people through a gun game every time, like, randomly. And then season 4 happens and we have a whole AI world that's been created and it's just some bullshit. Like, you know...
I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, they just, if that's what you like to do, that's what you like to do.
Well, Kirito loves the shit because he is now, technically speaking, he lived a whole life in virtual reality.
200 years.
He lived a whole life in there.
That's way more than a whole life.
He
lived four generations.
Mm-hmm. But that's after they accelerated time. But before they accelerated time, he literally grew up in a virtual world.
Yeah.
Like, they put him in there as a child.
Right.
And he grew up into a teenager.
Right.
In virtual reality.
Well, I get what you're saying.
And he has two sets of memories.
Yeah.
He has memories from his real life in the real world. And he has memories from his AI life. And they coincided.
Right.
But it was fucked up shit happening on the outside and fucked up shit happening on the inside.
I get what you're saying. I got you.
But yeah, nah, I'll have a house and a job. Well, with the NPCs if I get as well.
I was gonna say, if I get trapped in a game, I hope I get to choose what I get trapped in. I'd rather be trapped in a farming game or something.
Let me tell you something, girl.
Let me tell you something. Yeah.
I'm gonna level up. Fuck all that. I might not fight the bosses, but I'm gonna be that one dude killing the same type of monsters in the field on the first level until I reach max level.
Shield hero.
I am literally just gonna keep killing that thing that's in the grass. I'm like, let's keep killing this thing. So at some point, I'm gonna be at like level 20, and I'm like, all right, I might be good right here.
I believe it.
You know what I'm saying?
Cause, life.
Cause see, if I'm in the video game, and I'd be like, yeah, let me test my luck with this boss, and the boss has like a special ability to where like every time he gets attacked by something, he can send it back 10 times stronger. Yeah, I'm fucked. So I'm not with that at all. Like that ox. When Kirito had to use his special skill of dual wielding,
mm-hmm.
if he didn't have it, he'd have been dead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all agree, we ain't main characters, we side characters. We not even side characters.
I'm not even a side character.
We background characters.
I'm part of the background.
We are background characters. We the people that you can hear say something, but you will not remember our faces, and you will never see us again.
No, ever.
Just give me enough to, you know, survive, and I don't have to worry.
Look, I'm like, I'd rather be trapped in The Sims.
Well, this is my thing, right? That's the front line, which was Kirito, was defeating all the bosses. So, at the end of the day, if we needed to go up a level, we could just wait for them.
That's what I'm saying.
But my thing is, y'all talking about just being weak and waiting. I need to get some type of experience.
No, I just want, you know, to live my best life.
Yeah, like, but you're living your best life on the first floor.
And that's okay.
No.
But then again, technically speaking, if you want to get out, you have to keep going up.
Yeah.
You can't stay down there.
But they was doing that.
Right.
I'm not saying I want to stay on the first level.
I'm going to move every couple of years.
You see?
Every year I'm
going to move. Right.
Every year I'm a wibble up.
Right.
Or a couple.
It's a slow progress.
As long as it's safe.
As long as it's safe.
Thank you, Kirito and Asuna, for your service.
Exactly.
Thank y'all. But yeah.
But technically speaking, we don't need to level up. If they level up, then that's fine.
That's what I'm saying. We just walking up there.
I'm not just...
Oh, you're going to die if you walk up there. Because you got to be a certain level to go up, don't you? You can't just go up. You gotta be at a certain level to go to the next level. Mm-hmm. Even if they do beat the boss.
I have a question. Question. Uh-huh. I'll ask it after we're done with this conversation. Sorry, okay. It just randomly popped into my mind.
Okay.
What'd you say?
That was it.
You sure?
Yeah. Y'all send y'all asses on the first floor.
Hell yeah. I said I'm gonna move up.
Oh, yeah.
A couple levels, I know it's safe.
But you gotta level up.
And I will.
How you leveling up?
I can't just climb.
No!
I can't just get up there. Like,
what do you think this is?
They don't have an elevator they sent for me.
No. That's not how this works.
Go up there.
That's not how this works.
Why not?
Cause it don't. All right. Cool.
All right.
Give us one
more. I don't know why this randomly popped to my mind, but if you were reincarnated, let's say we're in an isekai, yeah, and you were reincarnated and a goddess asked you, what anime power system would you want to take with you to your new world? Ooh. What would you choose?
What anime power?
What anime power system would you choose to take with you to your new world?
System?
That is hard.
I know.
That's hard. Now, I'm going to be honest. I would say Nin, but you got to train too hard.
Yes, you do.
Like, you got to train dumb hard, mm-hmm, just to do basic shit. Mm-hmm. But I also don't want to say, like, Devil Fruits.
Choose to find one.
Because you got to find it.
Yeah.
And then I'm fucked because now I don't even know what this shit is. And I got to travel the 20,000 different seas,
yeah,
and maybe 1,000 episodes. I ain't gonna be as lucky as Monkey D. Luffy.
But to be honest, a lot of anime power systems are developed through training.
Except
having a quirk. But having a quirk, you train it to make control it, but
yeah,
it's still strong.
Yeah.
Especially
depending upon what it is.
I was gonna say for like My Hero quirk system though, you never know what type of quirk you're gonna
get. Yeah, and that's a double edged sword, but like Nin has to be developed. Chakra has to be developed, it has to be nurtured. Like you have to train and learn jutsus and stuff like that. Like you have to teach yourself that. Bankai, you have to work hard for it. Like so many anime power systems, you actually have to teach yourself.
Yeah, you gotta put in a lot of work.
Like I was gonna say alchemy, but I'm like, alchemy, you have to study like shit. Like you can read like shit.
You gotta study and read and do all
another one that I wouldn't mind having that doesn't like that you're kind of already have is cursed energy. You don't need to train hard to have strong cursed energy. Because the guy, the boy, he had a very, he gave it to him. But still, he gave him cursed energy, but he was still strong, even though he's never used cursed energy before in his life.
Right.
So technically speaking, you don't have to train your cursed energy to be strong.
Yeah.
But you have to develop it.
The question is, which one will be the easiest?
Well, definitely not Chakra.
Chakra's definitely.
Or Nin.
Nin is nowhere.
Because them niggas went through some expensive training.
Yeah, just to do basic shit.
And I don't want that. Alchemy, I'm not studying.
No, I'm not studying. I'm not smart enough for that.
Honestly speaking, y'all, I'll take my chance with a quirk.
Really? You'll take your chance with a quirk?
Look, because I might get something really good. You never know. Like, I might get something really bomb.
No. It's so funny. She's going to take her chances and find out she don't got a quirk.
Oh, damn. That's rare. It's a rarity, but then again,
yeah, everybody gets a quirk.
A lot of rare shit be happening to me, y'all. So it might happen that way. But yeah, I'll take my chances with a quirk. I can't think of anything else like that. Actually, you have to work for.
You know what?
We're super lazy. I just want us to know that we're super lazy. Yeah. We don't want to work for our power.
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
We don't want to have the power.
Dragon Ball Z's power system.
They train, though. Yeah. They train.
The Saiyans?
Nah, he didn't have to train to be a Saiyan.
They be training like shit, girl. They be training in gravity that's not even up there of Earth.
I definitely wouldn't want Chainsaw Man's ability.
I was gonna say, let's be clear though, they chose to do that. They didn't have to. They were already born with those powers.
What? They trained to get stronger.
Yeah. But they chose it. They chose to train. But they already had the power, so they didn't really need to train. They just wanted to do it.
I don't think that's how that works. I don't think that's how that works.
I mean, Android, what, 17?
That's a fucking robot.
Oh, like I say,
all
that's not a human being, girl.
Ain't no power system there.
You know what? No, she's not a robot. She had a kid. Android 18?
She was a biological robot.
She's like half human, half robot.
She's good. No, she's not.
Anyway, and just for you guys, Demon Slayer does not have a power system, just so everyone's, if no one knew that. I did think that at one point, but I'm like, these niggas just breathing.
They
just breathing. yeah. Ooh. But no, I'll take my chance with a quirk. Yeah.
You know what?
Safe bet.
I think. I know what I would choose.
What would you choose?
I might have to go with Fire Force.
That is a really good one.
I just want to.
You know
just,
what?
As long as that. I am I would a third do that too. Gen.
Generation,
third generation, I'll be good.
They powers go crazy. They powers go crazy.
I don't gotta be a
even
shooter,
the second generation powers go
second
crazy.
Generations, you know, they manipulate. They don't
just
generate.
Don't make me a first generation.
Yeah, don't make me a first.
Two or three.
I'd rather be a third.
I would rather, of course, because you can make fire.
Yeah.
Second, you can manipulate fire.
Yeah. The first don't do shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I can manipulate fire, that's cool. I don't mind manipulating fire because fire is everywhere in Fire Force.
Mm-hmm.
But I would prefer to be a third gen.
I might have to go with that because at least, even if I'm not, you know, training too hard, that's still a powerful.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Especially Shinra. Look at Shinra. Not only can this man do fire from his feet, but he can also like make his body fast as shit.
Yeah, that's from the fire from his feet.
Yeah, but it's like the level, like the different ways he can use just being able to have fire his feet.
Yeah.
He can fly, he can buzz, he can go extremely fast. He just learned the new thing from Benimaru.
Oh yeah, the blue flame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's gonna be interesting. I need them to come out with the next season.
Well, we're waiting on season 3, and I'm counting down the days. But if a season 3 don't happen soon, I'm reading the manga.
Oh lord.
I've been holding off because I do enjoy the anime for Fire Force. Right. Like I have no urge to read it. Right. I just thoroughly enjoy watching it. But if they're going to make me wait super long, I'm going to have to jump on that manga train. And I heard the manga was really, really good.
Oh,
so, man. There's that.
Oh, yeah.
What's your power, Kesa? Because you didn't say one yet. So, Hitsu, would you... You only said it because he said it.
Yeah, she stole my idea.
Yeah, be original. So I chose a quirk because I'll take my chances. Hitsu said Fire Force. What about you?
Sailor Moon.
You just want you a cat to bring
scout?
You a brooch.
Yeah, she want me a Sailor Scout.
Because that's what the fuck happened. A cat brought her a brooch and awoken her, awoken her soul.
You know what? No. I know what power system I want.
What?
I don't even know if it's a power system. But just give me the Death Note book.
Oh,
and I'll be good.
That's not a power system.
Make me a god candidate.
I'm
whoa!
Just
saying,
oh.
Like the man.
Yeah.
Make me a god candidate.
With the white and the red arrows and the wings.
You know what? I don't need anybody coming after me. Never mind.
Yes!
Them god candidates got some loose screws. They got some loose screws. I don't need no
Metropolitan.
I don't need no Metropolitan. I don't need none of that. Kick that out of my way. I'm okay. But it's cool though. It's cool. It's cool a thing.
They power system is cool. I forgot all about that Platinum Man. That joint is hard. Like,
I haven't seen it yet. But I look forward to watching it eventually.
Yes, eventually for you.
You know, it's good. It really is.
All right. I think that was a nice little one to close out.
Yeah, no, that was a good one.
It just randomly popped into my head and I had to share.
No, that wasn't bad. That wasn't bad.
All right, guys. Till next time, make sure you guys watch your anime, read your manga, check out some new stuff.
And hey, man, hit us up on the Instagram. Let us know. Answer these questions and tell us what you think.
Yes,
you
agree like with under this post and like drop some of your answers. We want to know. We're curious.
Would you survive in Sword Art Online, or you staying on the bottom floor too?
We staying on the bottom floor over here.
We ain't cruising down here.
And you know what? To be perfectly honest, if the virtual world is better than the real one, I'm staying.
I'm staying. I'm tired of this, I'm gonna have
a family with a whole family with the NPCs.
Yes, girl. Even though you won't be able to taste food ever again in life, but
you know what?
It's they okay. said Asuna got okay. her cooking skills so high you could taste the food in there. Remember? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we ain't tasting shit.
No, we ain't tasting nothing.
Cause y'all not loving.
We had that base level shit.
Dang, oh no. But then again, if our bodies become so malnourished on the outside, we'll just die anyway.
Bingo.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why they had them hooked up.
They only had people hooked up who could afford to be hooked up.
Yeah.
What if you couldn't afford to be hooked up? It's like, they're pulling the plug.
Or what if you were living on your own and then everybody forgot about you?
Oh, Lord. You know what's crazy? That actually happened in Black Mirror. Y'all know the show Black Mirror?
Oh, yeah.
There was, because, like, they had, like, a way to, like, be in a game. It would, like, make you unconscious or whatever. And he had the do not disturb sign on his door. And it was virtual do not disturb. So the only way to turn it off or get in the door is if you yourself did it. But he ended up getting stuck in a game. And he couldn't, you know, get himself out of it. And he put the do not disturb so there's no one to come get him.
Yeah.
No one can get in. No one knows he's in there.
And then remember he tried to get help.
Yep. But he was a little sadistic little fuck.
Yeah.
You know, he kind of caused this on himself.
He keep people in there.
Yeah, what he would do is he would steal their DNA in real life.
Yeah.
And then he would make copies of them in the game.
Yeah.
And then he would abuse them.
Like, he would just make them play the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, he would make them relive the same horror. So then they ended up becoming intelligent and escaping.
And they found their way out.
Yeah, but they ended up shutting down the whole game with him still linked to it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he,
I remember that.
Yep.
Oh, that was cool.
Black Mirror gets wild, y'all. I should watch it.
Yeah.
Damn.
But yes, sorry to end it off on that kind of note. But till next time.
All right, y'all. This is
peace out.